I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. More than 140 people have contracted Legionnaires' disease linked to September's Mountain State Fair in Fletcher. Four people have died. The outbreak has triggered speculation, lawsuits, and a massive public health investigation as officials work to find the source. It all started with a call to a county health department. I spoke with local health officials for a behind-the-scenes look at their investigation. One of the busiest departments in every local county health department is one that flies under the public radar.
This is something that's unseen by the public, but probably one of the most vital roles for health departments across the state.
That's Henderson County Health Director Steve Smith talking about the public health team on the front lines of communicable disease investigations.
So that's populated with all kinds of disciplines, from our medical director to communicable disease nurses to public information specialists, environmental health personnel.
A broad, multidisciplinary team that is constantly receiving and assessing reports from local health care providers who are required by law to report cases of specific diseases. Cases that could be a public health risk are investigated. Many turn out to be false alarms, but all are taken seriously, including the calls that started coming in near the end of September to the Buncombe County Health Department. Here's Medical Director Dr. Jennifer Mullendore.
The first report about suspected Legionella came in to us on the 20th, the Friday. One case of Legionella infection, not that uncommon. We get anywhere from 5 to 7 cases a year. So that in and of itself, you know, clearly we're going to investigate it, but it doesn't ring any alarm bells. And then on the 22nd, we were alerted by a medical provider that we had 3 patients who had lab results that said Legionella infection.
The alarm bells started ringing and an investigation began. Communicable disease nurses interviewed patients and families.
Put all that information in the state system, but we also picked up the phone and called the state and said, hey, we're seeing a cluster of pneumonia caused by Legionella out here. Just wanted to let you know.
Meantime, a similar scene was bubbling up in Henderson County. Again, Health Director Steve Smith.
My first indication was a report by our communicable disease nurse, which confirmed an initial case of Legionella. And then later that day, I was contacted by the state epidemiologist that their other cases had emerged in counties other than Henderson.
By Monday, September 23rd, health officials confirmed a Legionnaires outbreak. At this point, the state took over the investigation, and soon a common thread emerged, says Dr. Jennifer Mullendore.
Later that morning, they called us back and said, have any of those patients gone to the fair? So it's like they're getting other information and sharing it back with us at the same time that we're sharing information with them to help figure out what is going on, what do we need to be worried about.
Cases from other counties and nearby states started pouring in. State health officials surveyed people who attended the Mountain State Fair, which was long over, and sent a team to inspect and take samples from the Ag Center in Fletcher and from vendors with a focus on sources of aerosolized water. People get Legionnaires when they breathe in water droplets contaminated with the Legionella bacteria.
I've made progress in the investigation and wanted to share that with you.
On October 3rd, state epidemiologist Dr. Zach Moore announced early findings of their investigation. People who got sick were more likely to attend the fair during the last days and walk by hot tub displays in the Davis Event Center. So far, only one sample from a sink in a restroom has tested positive for Legionella. Dr. Mullendore says it's important to note while there are many solid clues, there may never be a smoking gun.
Sometimes we have a good suspicion, like a high probability that something is the source. But if you don't have confirmatory information, you're not going to be able to say for, 100% certainty.
The Legionnaires investigation is ongoing. And there's a new twist, a case linked to a later event at the Ag Center, the Quilt Show. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.
If you don't have confirmatory information, you're not going to be able to say for, you know, 100% if you don't have confirmatory information, you're not going to be able to say for, you know, 100% certainty.